Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Wake Up 9/11. I'm your host, James Easton, and today we're talking about the world markets crashing. And with me is my co-host, John Doerr. John, how are you doing?
Okay, James. How are you?
Just peachy. I can't wait for, the shit to hit the fan. Jesus, it's actually pretty funny. Everything's really funny at this stage. So I'm
pretty pathetic at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, everyone's going to go, oh, it's all Greece's fault.
Right.
It's not their fault.
It's so, like, abundantly obvious, you know, their manipulations now.
I
believe that they're going to have to crash the whole thing because, you know, it's like they're so, like, insanely stupid and, you know, they just can't, you know, just make it seem real anymore, you know, or believable in any way. So they have to, like, hit the restart button, I believe, you know, because they're, like, they're running out of ways to lie anymore.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it seems to me, you know.
I heard Russia has arrest warrants for the Rothschilds and George Soros. Do you believe that?
I don't believe anything at this point. I think they're all a bunch of lying, fucking pathetic pansies that are all just spitting out as many lies as they can to confuse everybody in the world at this point.
Yeah, there you go.
So nobody will kill them when the time comes. So they all point their fingers at everybody else. Everybody's pointing their fingers at someone else. And they're all guilty.
So let's do a recap of yesterday. You were doing your research daily stuff, and then, there's $3 trillion lost in China. Lots of money lost in the
Eurozone.
And then in the USA, I don't know which way it went, but
the New York stock market
shut
down trading, and more importantly, canceled all open orders. In other words, because people were starting to, you know, sell all their shares to get out.
Right.
They could see what's happening in Asia and then Europe. You know, basically a trend. You know, the bottom's falling out, so everybody tries to sell their stock before, you know, they lose everything.
Sell.
Right, exactly. So the New York Stock Exchange just basically put a halt to everything to stop that trend, you know, to stop that that tidal wave from
stop it from hemorrhaging.
Right, exactly. Strangely enough, United Airlines totally halted its entire fleet because of the same type of glitches, and the Wall Street Journal, which is really strange. Right, it's really strange.
Yeah.
The whole thing is really strange.
Yeah, it's
definitely not coincidental. It's all, orchestrated. I don't know if they did those other two just to make it. And now they're still questioning whether it was a hacking or they're saying anything other than it was deliberately done. I think they did the other two, the United Airlines and the Wall Street Journal, because they're both in on, you know, they're both bootlick and, you know, NWO bootlickers, to make it look like it was possibly like a cyber attack or whatever, you know, to throw people off that they actually stopped trading on the American market to, like you said, stop the hemorrhaging. Right, exactly. It's a total distraction.
Yeah.
And confuse people.
All right, so let's move on to today.
Okay.
So today, Asian markets tanked. They crashed.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So it's like abysmal.
Right.
What's going on with the New York Stock Exchange? We're at 2:30 or 2:40 or something like that.
It's quarter after two. I haven't actually looked today. I was out doing some stuff, so I'm a little behind the eight ball, as it were.
Okay.
I could actually look as we're talking.
Yeah,
I'll
look
it up right now.
So.
But it. My guess would be it can't be good.
No. NYSC, July 19th, 2015. Wall Street rebounds after Chinese stock stem slide. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Resumes after nearly 4-hour halt.
Yeah, because they opened back up yesterday for about an hour and a half at the end of the day.
Okay.
Finally, trading resumed.
Yeah, okay, so that's not today, that's yesterday.
No.
Damn, nothing in here. So, I'm just thinking, you know, if Asian markets are gone, blitzed, it's got a cascade. Everything's connected. So,
mm-hmm.
And if there was a motive to sell yesterday, then that probably wouldn't have changed. So, and you know, it's just like CNN and those other stations to not report on the, like front cover is like, why did baby doe die? There's nothing on, the most important thing. So, but I'm going to click on money here and see what they've got to say.
Well, basically what I know is China, because it's, you know, China is a very weird country. You know, it's communist, but it's supposed to be capitalist too. But, so in the interim, basically they've banned roughly about half their stocks from being traded.
Okay.
Which, you know, I mean, give me a break. Is that an open free market? I mean, you know, I mean, you got to be like freaking kidding me, you know?
Yeah.
So, and on top of that, like you said, they've lost like $3 trillion in the last, you know, couple months. Which is a huge amount of money. And so, in other words, China is a huge buyer of debt. And I think this is an effect from Greece. Again, going back to Greece, because Greece, like we said yesterday, basically has defaulted on their debt, which is a huge money stream coming in. You know, from all countries. All countries are in debt. If they have a central Rothschild bank, they're all in debt,
right.
and that's a huge cash cow. And,
yeah, exactly.
It's basically what's fueling the markets and is all the debt, and all the debt that's being paid that's never ending. And Greece, you know, has completely bucked the system and told everybody to go fuck themselves.
Right.
I just got done watching a video in the EU of the whatever he is, the Greece chancellor or whatever. You know, I mean, this guy in the EU was literally like screaming at him to do something. You know, like in other words, you know, outlining five different things he has to do to, you know, straighten out his country and this and basically, you know, all these people in the EU. I mean, they're pulling the hair out of their head because, you know, that huge amount of money is stopped from Greece. And on top of it, you know, Wall Street and the London banks have basically bankrupted that country for a purpose. They're looking to take it over.
Right.
You know, and that's been halted. And they can't get their greedy little claws into it anymore.
Okay.
Because, you know, the credit and debt system that was in place is now null and void.
Mm-hmm.
And Greece isn't making good on any of its debts anymore. So,
right.
You know, these people are literally pulling their hair out of their heads because they don't know what to do. And they can't persuade these people, you know, it, because they tried to bully these the top, whatever he is, ambassador, chancellor of Greece, to sign, you know, the paperwork to, in other words, for the bailout and all that stuff and the loans. And he said, let's put it, you know, to a vote of the people. And they reluctantly agreed. And the people, you know, 60% of all the people in Greece said, you know, fuck you.
Mm-hmm.
And that put an end to it. So, and that shows, you know, when the people are put in charge, you know, different things happen, you know, because that isn't what happened here in America, you know. The people weren't asked if they wanted to bail the banks out or not, you know. And I'm sure had they been asked, you know, it would have been the same outcome. They would have told the banks to take a shit in their hat. Because, you know, they're nothing but greedy freaking parasites that are preying on the people, you know, of these countries. And,
oh, yeah, it's terrible. I mean, the situation the world's in right now is terrible. Now,
right.
I sort of see this as...
saying this thing with Greece has brought that to a head, and everybody in the world is seeing it for what it is. And these elitists must be scrambling.
Good.
Now. Because, you know, their you know, horror show is exposed for what it is now to everyone in the world.
Right.
And everybody is really concentrating and seeing the effect not only of the horror show of the debt scheme, the Ponzi scheme, but what happens when countries renege. You know, the world market is you know, going down like the Titanic, basically,
right.
From one small little country. Because they're so reliant on these, you know, debt streams of money coming in constantly to keep fueling the market. Because that's what's – you have to understand, these markets, you know, especially the stock markets and the commodities markets, they're all bubbles. And they're all being propped up, you know, by all this fake debt. That's the only thing, you know – leveraging these markets and keeping them afloat, because you know the majority of these countries are already bankrupt in debt, and the only thing that's
right.
keeping them alive is all the money that they're throwing at these bankers, you know, to keep the bullshit story going.
Yeah,
and
right.
that's not happening with Greece, and it just goes to show you. Well, one little. I mean, Greece is, you know, not a huge country; it's a small country.
No,
and it reneging on its debt. To the world banks, you know, it's creating such a backlash and you know, affecting the entire world basically.
Right.
you know.
So that in and of itself is power. But
right.
It's power to change. The
power of the people that in other words incurred that huge ripple effect. It was all the people of Greece voting to say no, and that's what caused this huge, you know, everything to start cascading down.
Well, truth be told, the cushy lives we live are, you know, on borrowed time and money.
Exactly.
We work as debt slaves, and the fiat currency system that exists in every country, save for a couple, is owned by the Zionist Rothschild family. And
right.
these motherfuckers have a plan to take over the world. It's called the New World Order.
Right.
Barack Obama is a part of it. George Bush is a part of it.
They're all
family.
A part of it. All of them.
They all are. They're
Clinton,
all the leaders
Bush,
of every fucking country.
The Bushes,
are.
All of them. And
everybody,
all the heads of all the countries. They're all down with
including
it.
Including Russia, including China. They're all
right.
part of this idea to chip us all and have us become real slaves
right.
and to cull the planet. So, like, they're... This is a godsend in a sense that
right.
this is
it's
happening.
God's hand.
Yeah, sure.
in other words,
and,
you know, it shows that they don't have everything, you know, under control, and they don't control everything.
Right.
One stupid little thing like this throws the whole, you know, throws a huge monkey wrench into the whole works of their world fucking systems.
Right.
And it shows how you know, basically it's a giant smokescreen. And that they are truly, you know, it's just a weak Ponzi scheme underneath it all. is, you know, like the point that I definitely like to get across, because that's what's blatantly obvious at this point is, you know, in other words, all these huge markets and all this world markets, they all hang on a fine thin thread of bullshit and lies and deception.
You got it there, bro. Yeah.
So
what we need is
that should be blatantly obvious to everybody in the world at this point. And should change people's minds and their worldview and how they look at the world and financial markets and everything, including, you know, their own mortgages on their houses, everything, you know.
Well, look what they did in 2008. They took like 200,000 houses away from people, or more than that.
Right.
Like 2 million houses away. That's something ridiculous.
They're going into people's bank accounts and just taking their money.
Yeah, that's all they were doing. They're just stealing money. These people
right.
at the top don't give up. They don't have any remorse. They don't
everybody
have any,
thinks, you know, like, oh, my money's safe and, you know, the banking system and FDIC and it's insured and blah, blah, blah. Meanwhile, when they want
right.
to, they just go right in and take everything you got in your account. And you can't say shit.
Yeah. There you
so
go.
What does that say?
Well, it says there's a fundamental problem with the entire fucking system that's
exactly.
been going on for over 100 years, and people are born
it's
into
it. It's a Ponzi
system,
scheme.
That's the only
what
thing
it
could possibly be. What I'm getting at is people need to first, you know, a lot of people won't wake up. They'll be like, what's going on? Why is this happening? They'll never
right.
understand, never figure it out. But the people that are interested and care know
mm-hmm.
that this thing that's happening with Greece, it's going to be hardship on the people from Greece. I mean, they
right.
got to start from build from the ground up again. And
yeah.
if that happens, if that cascades throughout the world, we're
right.
looking at, like, some serious fucking hard times. And
right.
this can be, you know, at least the wealth isn't going to the fucking bad guys. And
right.
We can rebuild on our own terms and set up our own currency systems that are backed by real, tangible shit
right.
instead of nothing.
Right.
So
absolutely.
And barter and trade, like, you mix a whole slew of things. You can, you know, change the whole mentality of society to work together with each other. And
right.
You know, this could be the saving grace that saves our ass. But remember, Jade Helms on the 15th. What are
yeah.
their plans?
Right.
And so.
And God only knows if this is orchestrated to go along with that.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, maybe
you know,
this
could all be orchestrated
is...
for a purpose that that is unseen as of yet, you know.
Right.
And it could
like
being done on purpose, and that it isn't
right.
random.
Mm-hmm.
And only time will tell, basically, because these sick bastards, you know they want to crash the world system and economy so they could bring in their new monetary system, which is, you know, one world currency, blah, blah, blah. And
everyone
this might be a part of their whole ploy, which is, you know, in other words, they're they want to crash the whole world system and economy to the point
that
all nations, you know, another it's in their writings. They tell it to you in black and white that they want to bring all these all the nations of the world to their knees to the point that
right.
they're begging for a one world system to solve all these, you know. to have a solution to all these problems, which are created by
the
bankers.
You got the Pope who's telling people
we need a
one
world system,
to...
right, before the dollar
yeah.
Implodes.
And he says stuff like, if you carry a gun, you're not a Christian.
Right.
He's saying
yeah.
all the wrong fucking things, that motherfucker.
Right. Well, he's saying the right things for what he's behind, which is the New World Order.
Well, I see
which,
it for what
you know,
it is.
His, you know, the Vatican is part of it. You know,
sure it
you
is.
Know, again, you know, you have the three main city states of the world. You have the Vatican City,
right.
London City, and Washington D.C. And nobody
there
wants to believe this, but they will once it's too late. They're
oh,
dragging
yeah.
them out
well,
of their house.
Fucking putting bags over their heads. Get the
right,
van.
Exactly. Right, get in the truck,
Jesus
or
Christ.
They just kill you right in your front yard.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
This
then
is
it'll
like,
be like, oh, maybe something's wrong here.
where
it's
did
just
I
laughable
fucking
at this
take a
point.
Wrong turn? Jesus.
right.
So Well, let me see. I like that we keep it to a half-hour show to keep the people interested, but now where are we at here? We've got 10 minutes left? Wow, only 20 minutes have been going on. All right, so what else you got?
Well, basically today they're coming back and saying it's that they're following the bullshit story that it was a technical glitch, blah blah blah. You know, it's there's you know, their software or whatever. But meanwhile, you know, the thing that people have to realize is, you know, the United States alone has thrown like I think it was like $300 billion into, you know, software and technology for, you know, like the stock market and all these, you know, world market systems and stuff, you know, the computer,
yeah.
You know, the technology and the hardware and all this stuff and the software. So, I mean, you're talking about the most sophisticated, you know, programming and hardware and software in the world running these systems. And, you know, you believe people, you know, people are supposed to believe that they just, you know, like bing at the drop of a hat, just, you know, tech glitch out and just stop working. You know, it's
when
a lie.
There just
it's
so
a
happens
lie.
To be $3 trillion lost in the Asian markets. Yeah, okay.
Right. And then
all
of a sudden
like,
you're having technical problems that stop trading for your whole, you know, United States market. That's, you know, it's total bullshit, man. All of it. It's all lies.
Yeah.
It's all manipulation. And,
well, and
who knows?
See that
maybe,
for that.
Maybe, you know, I mean, it could be something as simple as maybe, you know, the tidal wave started too early and they didn't want it to go yet.
Okay.
You know, globally is what I'm saying. You know, like the you know, the market's tanking like this. They know it's going to happen, but maybe they didn't want it to happen this week or something for whatever reason. So they put, you know, they just put a stop to it.
They're waiting until next week.
And it, yeah, exactly. And my point being is the fact that they're able to stop trading whenever they want, you know, that isn't a free market. It isn't, you know, it's all contrived. It's all manipulated. It's all fake, period.
There you go.
The stock markets, the commodities exchanges, all of it, all these futures markets. It's all bullshit because they manipulate it in so many different ways and they control it at the top. It isn't a free market. It's totally manipulated by the people that control it and run it. End of story. And yesterday showed that plain as day because they put a halt to it.
Mm-hmm.
They put a halt to all trading to manipulate the markets globally, which is not a free market in any way, shape, or form. Because if it was a free market, you let it ride, you let it go, and what happens, happens, and you deal with it after. That's a free market. And what you're dealing with is anything but a free market. It's totally manipulated and controlled from the top down.
I personally always looked at the stock market as, like, you can win or you can lose. You can lose your shirt. You can lose, you know, jump off a fucking building. You know, so, like, stock market is, in and of itself, it's not a good idea. There's always
unless you're super
winners,
rich, because then because the only people that really win in the stock market are these super rich bastards and corporations that know what's going to happen before it happens, and they're the ones manipulating the market.
That's inside information. That's not even allowed.
Right.
And so of course it's fucking.
And they never get arrested for
bullshit.
It. You know?
Yeah, the bankers.
They manipulate.
The
it's just like the gold market and the silver markets. You know, they've been artificially. Been manipulated for a couple of years now because gold, you know, gold is like at what, $1,100 an ounce? Gold by now should be up to like $3,000-$4,000 an ounce, and it's being artificially held down, gold and silver.
Right.
In other words, to keep prices down and all of that, and to not scare them, because when gold goes up, that means that shit's going to hit the fan. And they artificially flood the market with futures, you know, securities and all this, and paper gold and all that, to artificially manipulate the market to keep the price down. And that isn't a fair market, and that isn't a free market. And it's controlled, just like everything else. It all, you know, connect the dots, man. Everything is controlled. So who's to, you know, anybody who believes that this is the only thing that isn't controlled is fucking out of their minds at this point.
That's a great way to put it.
Right.
Yeah,
everything else is controlled. You know, your government, you know, it's all controlled by the people at the top.
Yeah.
And, you know, people sit around and think that it's all random and, you know, it just happened. Oh, people traded too much, blah, 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 and this happened, and that's why the market fluctuated. Bullshit. They fucking manipulated it because they control everything.
It's like what they did with the Great Depression. They manipulated
right.
that.
Right. They spread one rumor down in Wall Street.
All the money out.
They spread and it was a freaking, I forget who it was, an Astor or whatever, who was connected with the Rothschild. You know, here in New York City, spread one little
right.
rumor, opened his mouth, you know, and said one sentence down in Wall Street and started
yeah.
a run
and
on the banks.
Boom.
And that
right.
was it. And within 2 days, the country was in fucking despair.
Right.
And, you know, people lining up for the soup fucking lines.
To think that it's that fragile and that, you know, it's so fickle that this
right.
could just happen at a drop of a hat.
Yeah.
And that these people wield that power, and they can use
right.
it on us at any time, and,
right. and
they have
do.
And they will again. So,
right.
like to think that
will.
It's not going to happen.
And when this whole
you know,
thing crashes, the next bullshit story they come out with and shove down your throat will be controlled too by them.
Oh yeah, it'll be
and
just,
this is what people don't understand.
Thing.
You know, if
right.
they think, oh, that you know. If this whole thing goes down and, you know, well, they'll come up with something better next time. You know, everything will be fair then. Yeah, right. My fucking balls, they will.
Yeah.
It'll be the same bullshit story all over again. They just start, it's, all they do is, their bullshit story runs out of steam. So they hit the reset button. They cut, and they fucking smack you over the head with a new bullshit story that you believe for another fucking 100 years.
There you go.
And that's it, man. That's it. Period.
Well,
anything
CNN
else, you're a fucking brain-dead moron who believes any of this shit at this point. All you have to do is study history and study these markets and study, you know, what happened prior to know that mm-hmm. it's all bullshit, man. It's all controlled by a small group at the top, man, and they fucking manipulate everything and everybody underneath them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
And so... I don't know, this thing with Greece, we started off thinking it was, well, you were saying that it was the people that said no. So like, there's a people power faction involved in the
right.
decision-making. But maybe
right.
they thought of that, and maybe they decided, if this
right.
happens, well, we'll do this. So,
right, exactly. Well, absolutely. They have every contingency, you know, they have every avenue, any possibility, they have a plan for it. You're
right.
dealing
you,
with extremely,
right.
extremely smart, you know, people, man.
Right.
And this is
and,
all, you know, you think they don't work. You think they don't do anything. They just collect money. They're sitting around all day thinking about every possible scenario that could possibly happen.
Right.
That's what they're doing with all their time.
Oh, I've been thinking a lot about it, like, since, well, what were they talking about at Jekyll Island? And, you know, like...
Right.
You know, 100, 20, 15 years ago or whatever it is.
Yeah.
The point is that...
1913. Yeah, it was a little over 100
years ago. They laid out a fucking tree. And they're like, this, and this is how we're going to do
right.
it. And, you
and
know,
central
like,
bank.
There's
and,
a massive...
You know, privatized,
world.
You know, the American money system. The American money system used to be just gold and silver. And it was the people's money.
Right.
It was the citizenry's money, period, end of story. They tried to you know, introduce central banks a couple of times before the Federal Reserve. And they all tanked up, and they all got thrown out. Until
right.
they manipulated it the right way. And this is the thing. They keep coming at you until they're successful.
Right. Right. And
you know, I think
they're
Federal
like
Reserve
too,
was
eh?
Like the third or fourth try to install a central bank into America.
Right.
And on the fourth, third or fourth try, they finally got it. And now, 100 years later, you know, the dollar went from being worth a dollar to now it has 4 cents buying power on the world market. What does that tell you? In 100 years, they killed the fucking dollar on purpose so they could bring the next fucking bullshit story, which is going to be, you know, even you know, a tighter chokehold around everybody in the world.
Right.
Period. Which is going to be a one-world currency. This is what this is all leading
to.
One-world currency, man.
Anything that can stop these guys? Anything in the world that could stop these guys?
Yeah, get them all together in one place and light off a nuclear bomb. That's all about all that it would stop them. And
yeah,
even
know,
then, you'd have to kill everybody who's related to them, all their kids and everything else. That's the only thing that would ever stop all of this.
Right. That's crazy. But it's necessary. I agree.
And it's the truth.
Yeah, this whole
it's the only thing
world
that would stop them
is
to murder all of them.
Yeah.
Kill them all.
The whole New World Order thing is evil, toxic shit for the entire populace
right.
of the planet.
And it's never going to work because, you know, once they start it, that's eventually what's going to happen. The people, not just people of the countries, people of the world are going to stand up and revolt and just run out and hunt these people down and kill them all.
Well, that would be nice.
And that's why, and hence you had then enter all these, you know, psychotic fucking military shit, you know, secret black op programs and fucking, you know, death rays and fucking, you know, you know,
yeah.
vibrational hawk fucking machines and all this shit that could just fucking, you know, like demolecularize you from fucking space and all this shit. What do you think they got waiting for you? When they start this shit, because they know the people that are fucking ape shit when this shit happens, man.
Oh, yeah.
And they're waiting for them. Again, they got every contingency planned out already, and they're waiting for you. They know people of the world are going to flip the fuck out and try to kill them. And that's why they got their fucking, you know, their, how do you call it, their bases under the ground and all that shit. They're dumb.
Right.
Deep underground military bases. They'll go hide underground and let their robots and their fucking order takers fucking kill everybody.
As long as
they
have a garbage
truck. Yeah, right. Not a garbage truck can't handle. A stolen garbage truck.
Shit.
That'll be me running around, running over fucking Terminator robots with a stolen garbage truck.
There you go.
If you see a stolen garbage truck going by, it's me driving. Trust me.
Yeah, just say. Anyways,
I gotta paint Johnny on the side of it. Johnny
it's
lives.
Johnny the garbage man.
Coming to take your robots.
There goes another
taking
robot.
All your robots to the scrapyard to fucking cash them in for fucking money. All your stainless
money,
steel and gold
money,
and silver man. You fucking put in it, you motherfuckers.
Shit. So, well,
that's basically
it
in a nutshell there, James.
Okay, that was good. So people need to hear this shit, and you did a good job, so
don't fall
wrap it
for
up
any
and,
of this shit, man. Don't fall for it. It's all fucking contrived manipulation, man.
Right.
Fuck the New World Order. Start growing your own food. Start dealing with people locally. Barter and trade.
Yeah.
Cut the middleman out. They don't deserve your money. They don't fucking do anything for it except rob you. That's my message to the world. Fuck these people. They've taken enough for centuries already. Let them sit and spin. Starve them out. Fuck them at their own game. Just do the opposite of what you've been doing all along. It'll kill them all.
Right on. All right, well, that wraps it up.
That's
thanks a lot, man.
All I got.
And I'll give you a call back. All right.
All right, James.
Cheers.
All right. Bye.
Bye.